I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, ladies, and welcome to cycle number 3. We've gone through 3 cycles, yeah. And we have not killed each other.
Yeah.
I'm Heather. That's Nicole. And Denise is yonder. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
How's it going?
My cycle just ended.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm 2 weeks in.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
2 weeks?
Well, I guess, it ended 2 weeks ago, so technically...
Oh, I think you had your period for 2 weeks.
Dude, this would be more than, raging. I probably would have, imploded by now and or gone nuclear.
I'd be like, dear God, if half your month is dedicated to bleeding.
Oh, doesn't that happen when you go through menopause, though?
I think you spot and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah. It's, almost like when you're, coming off of being pregnant. Your body's all fucked up, yeah.
You know what? I dread menopause.
Yeah. Until it's over.
For many, many reasons.
Yeah.
And one of those reasons is, I don't want to wear a fucking pad. I'm already fucking 40. Here's my first complaint.
Yeah.
And I can't do a fucking jumping jack without peeing myself. So I don't really want to wear poise pads and then regular maxi pads at a certain age. I can't. I'm 41.
Yeah, there's nothing sexier than getting in bed and peeling off your poise pad before you do it.
Right. But, you're getting all hot and heavy with a lady and be like, hey, is that, are you excited to see me? That's just my pause pad. It's probably nice and damp at this point.
Soaks.
Be like.
Half urine, half excitement. They're like, and I'm out.
Empty. My roommate just called. I gotta go. But we were having such a great time.
Kitchen fire. Gotta help
him. Yeah. I gotta wash my hair.
A lot.
Down there. Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's
I just
one
see
of my
you,
things.
Taking the face pad off and just, flicking it at a wall, it just sticks.
You ruined my life! But, yeah, I have a feeling that's going to be me, and it's so annoying because, I know it's coming, and I can't stop it. It's there's a disconnect from, when the urine is in, your urethra.
Uh-huh.
And you feel it leaving your body, but you can't stop it as if, when urine's in your bladder and you can hold it. And I'm like, this just happened.
Yeah, you didn't even give birth.
No, I didn't. But I did kind of eat my twin.
Oh, that's right.
So that's...
You do have some issues.
Yes.
Have you tried Kegels?
Fuck, who has time for fucking Kegels?
I know, exactly.
I mean, really? Who's thinking about that?
Like, pregnant, to help your, to help, strengthen your pelvic floor. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
It's almost working out. It's the last thing I need to do. Let me work out my vaginal wall. I'm on I take the bus to work.
Yeah.
Let me do some Kegels. And just,
and stare at the person next to you in the seat. Going Kegel. What are you?
One. Two.
Excuse me?
Three.
Are you all right?
I'm doing Kegels,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, God. Can I switch seats with someone?
So I don't know how I wasn't going to bring that person
I don't know, but it was good.
Gripe
it was
up.
Good.
There you go. Damn it.
That is a good gripe, I mean, peeing yourself. I do it sometimes if I sneeze real hard.
I've done that my whole life, though.
Yeah.
So maybe I've had, a very weak vaginal wall prior to eating my twin and having that problem.
Yeah, I mean, it might have happened before I had Etta, but I can't really think of it being that frequent. Now it's if I know, I'm sick and I'm sneezing a lot,
right.
Have a cold or something, or seasonal allergies, if I have, just a little, a little feeling of I have to pee, I'm gonna pee just in case, because I don't want to be walking around the house and be achoo!
But when I know it's coming... I mean, I do, the ultimate leg cross,
mm-hmm.
and I hold that shit in until I sneeze, and it's just what are you doing? I'm making sure I don't pee. Thank you very much.
Try not to moisten your seat.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of urine.
Oh, that makes me think of Donald Trump.
It sure does! Yes, it does!
You haven't talked about him for a while because we're trying to not, but...
Oh, how can you not?
It's just the time and the season and perfect show. Yeah, it's just perfect. The show is perfect for Trump.
Oh, God.
The thing that, beside, yeah, I'm just going to go with the most petty thing that's annoying me about him. Okay. Is how much money he is spending and how much he is traveling. And they've already said, like, what he's spent, they're equating it to, like, the stuff he's cutting. He could have already saved it just by not going to Mar-a-Lago every fucking weekend.
I think he doesn't understand, nor gives a shit about Meals on Wheels. He doesn't give a shit about the poor people.
But why, what annoys me is the hypocrisy, like...
Yep, that's where it is.
Why does no one say anything? Like, well, they have to realize that Obama didn't even spend this much in an entire year, that he's already spent in the first, not even 100 days.
Well, I think Democrats are calling out his hypocrisy. You know, I mean, because the stuff that we follow on Facebook...
Like, he was all about shitting on Obama.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, playing golf. It's like, you've had, like, 8 vacations and you haven't even had 100 days yet.
Well, where are all a majority of his supporters now that have been extremely vocal on Facebook?
I know.
They have all gone quiet. It's like crickets.
But there's still rallies. There's one in Seaside Heights here in New Jersey. Yeah, why? But I mean,
like, okay... 2,000 people went.
But why? Why? Why did they... What are they rallying?
Like, I think they're rallying to show support for the president, but it was also, I think, orchestrated by some jackass, and it really fucking pisses me off, that his name is Steve Rogers. Fucking Captain America man who wants to run for governor for New Jersey under the Republican ticket. And it's just like, dude.
It's like, do these people really believe that all these multiple sources are all lying? They're all fake news? Like, fake news can be easily destroyed by the fact that there's, you know, sites out there that are known to be. Or if it's only one source, or, you know, like, say it's all right-wing sources saying one thing, then you're kind of like, but like when it's like the New York Times and the Washington Post and BBC and like different countries and other like local papers talking about like the shit he's doing, they think that's all fake.
Well, you're
all Democrats lying.
You're assuming that his base is actually reading the New York Times, the Washington Post. Because they, during the election and cycle, all these networks, they thought... They were extremely liberal. They only watch Fox News, and we all know that they're not quoting the New York Times or citing the New York Times.
It's insane to me, because, like, he just gets away with saying stuff's fake news. But, like, how are you somebody who says that you're a patriot or a nationalist? Because, like, nationalists are who, like, the, you know, alt-right who's who voted for him, say that he's doing anything patriotic if he's colluding with someone who's considered an enemy.
Well, I learned something from my favorite television show. Which is CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh my God, you won that. It's like you're 90.
Dude.
They have not changed that set since 1942.
They haven't. But I mean, like, the way that they actually tell you a story is actually, it's enjoyable to watch in this television environment.
I'm at home watching Vice News with all the...
And I'm sure that...
With all the hipsters and you're watching.
I am.
And you've got your tea and your woolies on.
In my wool blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
exactly. And I
you're
have
like,
my...
Let me see. Oh, me too.
My heat is cranked up to 82.
Let me turn this up by TiVo. CBS, because I fell asleep in the middle of the morning. What do they have to say?
But I learned that apparently up until like 86 or 87, the FCC had a rule in place that if you were going to be, say, like a right-wing radio... talk show hosts, you also had to give the opposite opinion. So people
with political ads, too. Like, if you ran a Democrat ad, you got to write a Republican ad.
Right. Well, the FCC did away with that in 86 or 87, so it allowed people like Rush Limbaugh and, you know, cable news channels like Fox News just to bombard you with their right-wing agenda without citing a different opinion. So people who are already crazy with their conspiracy theories hear it coming from somebody who has, quote unquote, made it, like Fox News and Rush Limbaugh. They're like, oh my God, my theory's been justified.
Yeah.
So then they think they're right, so they're not going to go ahead and educate themselves to see what other people are saying. Well, because they already feel vindicated.
They show him, like, literally dead on quoting stuff from, like, insane conspiracy people that no one believe on the internet. And, like, that Alex Jones guy from InfoWars and stuff. Like, he, like, quotes stuff that he heard.
But people do believe him. That's what's
crazy.
He's insane.
Yeah, like... How do you believe these things he's saying?
I don't, because we're rational people.
Like, if you were following him and you're like, all right, I can get on board with this. I'm a conspiracy nut. I like this kind of shit. And then he came up and said that the government faked Sandy Hook with actors. That there's no dead kids.
I know.
It was all fake.
He's nuts.
The families were fake. Everyone involved was fake. It was all just...
staged.
Just staged.
Everything was staged.
To take away our guns. Which they didn't, so that didn't fucking work, did it?
But speaking of taking away your guns...
Yeah.
There's a show on Fox.
Oh, yeah, it's
Making
brilliant.
History, and it's beyond brilliant. Like, the second episode they were trying to incite a revolution, and it's like, you know what? The British are going to take your guns. They're not going to take our guns!
Yeah.
It just went fucking ballistic.
Yeah, like, this guy basically, you know, as always with time shows, if you go back in time and you do things, you fuck up the timeline.
Right.
And he realizes he stopped the Revolutionary War from happening. So then he has to figure out how to fix it. Yeah. And
so he just
they can't convince them to start it now.
No.
Because, like, whatever, you know, pieces were in play have gone out. Like, Paul Revere was...
Oh, yeah, Paul Revere screwed it up.
And,
right. And he never said the British are coming.
Yeah, so then, like, nothing happened. Yeah. So they just were like, whatever, we're fine with it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, nothing was, like, getting them, like, getting them angry enough. So, yeah, it was just a perfect commentary. Like, you know what? We're just going to tell them that the British are going to take their guns. They're taking your guns!
What do you mean? Now I have the right to bear arms.
Oh, my God. The guy who plays, like, John Adams, he's been in a ton of other stuff. I love him. And there's just, like, the British are, like, then they convince the British to try to take away their guns because they're stockpiling them. And they're, like, why do they have so many guns? We don't want to take away their guns until we learn how many they had. Yes. And then he's, like, then when they go to try to take the guns, John Adams is, like, well, that's why we have so many guns, so you can't take them. Because we didn't want to take them until you had some money. Exactly, that's why we have them. That's the logic of America.
It basically is.
Like, we have to have all these guns in case you try to take our guns.
Right. Oh, speaking of guns, that Steve Rogers guy? I fucking hate that guy's name because Captain America's like my favorite Marvel guy. He basically wants to write a law in New Jersey to allow you to carry.
Okay. Oh, concealed carry?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, we need more of that.
No.
No, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with anything as long as there's proper regulations.
Exactly.
Isn't. I mean, the fact that, like, they can't even vote on that insane people shouldn't have guns.
Like,
to me.
The right that every person is allowed to have a gun.
I mean, I'm glad we have really strict gun laws in this state, and not that it stops anything, but because there's, like, so many other factors, but...
I mean, what's your brother-in-law's stance on it? I mean, your brother is a very, like, huge proponent for guns, but, like,
he thinks anyone should be allowed to have anything, like, any type of firearm, doesn't matter to him.
You said he is willing to jump through any flaming
hoop. But he thinks that there should be, yes, very strict regulations.
Right.
Yeah, he goes, whatever you want me to do to get it, I'll do it. That's fine, as long as I can have it.
Right.
Yeah, because he doesn't think that, like, assault rifles and stuff like that should be banned.
We'll just keep it on the broader spectrum of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, any flaming hoop, like, you cannot be a nut job and go get a gun.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sure he'd be fine with the fact that, like, you know, getting a small pistol would be less steps than getting something that holds like a giant magazine. That would probably, that should have a little more stringent.
Yeah. Right. But so, really
stuff like
needs
that.
But, you know,
no one
regardless.
Really needs it, but
anyway. Continuing on with
people like to shoot him.
At what?
It is fun to shoot. I will admit, like, he let me shoot stuff. I shot an AK.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And I shot a deer rifle and a World War II rifle and a handgun.
Did you do a Revolutionary War rifle? You're like, let me put in the powder?
No, but the worst was the old rifle. He had to, like, hold my back.
Oh,
it
really?
Kicked. Yeah.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I was, like, all fucked up on my shoulder the next day.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
The hardest is the handgun.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, when you have, like, anything with a stock, you can put it on you and balance it. But, like, when you're holding, like, you don't realize it. When you're just holding something with two hands, it's shooting think of the power of that thing. It's shooting a fucking bullet out of it. So when you shoot it, your hands just go, fuck, like that. Like,
I guess
it takes, like, a ton of training to stay straight.
I guess it depends on how old the gun is, because as we all know about my Christmas experience last year, you know, got into a crazy not homophobic, but like dumb, stupid political argument at Christmas, made up, drank a lot of wine, then went to the shooting range with my dad the next day. And I shot both of their handguns.
It's hard, though, right?
Thought it was fun. I mean, I've shot a gun before, but I guess maybe because their guns were so new.
Yeah, he had a new handgun.
The kickback wasn't that bad. I killed that zombie. Good and bad.
Well, we were shooting outside, so.
Did you, like, shoot at cans or anything? Or just
you put up 2-liter bottles full of shit, so when we hit it, it exploded.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
We were in Michigan.
Of course.
So they just let you shoot wherever. We just went in the woods somewhere.
Yeah. But, the worst was, I have to say, like, the shell casing that comes back.
Oh, yeah, it's hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It burnt my foot.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that, too. The AK was fun.
I'm sure it probably was, but at the same time, it's like, if you think about it, like, you don't really think about it, like, when you're in a car, like, you're in a machine that can kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it's, like, one of those, like, everyday things. You're like, I'm just gonna get my car and go to the grocery store. But, like, when you have an AK-47, right?
Yeah.
Like, in your hand, like, you could take out a lot of people.
Sure.
And that's what scares the crap out of me about guns. Just knowing that you have that ability to do that. Like, yeah. Probably,
when it comes down to it, a handgun's more dangerous because you can conceal it better.
Right.
And I think it has more accuracy and you could shoot.
Like, so, I don't know if I could.
Because I don't think you have as much accuracy with something that fires that fast. Like, it'd be easier to get away from somebody who has something like that.
I think even if you just, like, spray it, you'd eventually hit somebody. I guess, you know, like in the movies, the good guy never gets hit. You know. Man, how do we get here?
I don't know.
Oh. So continuing with the...
It's the best way to kill a bunch of people. Yes. Well, in a closed, tight quarter space, a pistol would be better. But in an open space like a park, then you'd like assault rifles.
Oh, Jesus. Lord. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I would probably just drop the gun and run.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know, like, for self-defense reasons. I probably would shoot it, but I'm not in that situation. But I think I would be really fucked up knowing that I killed somebody. Like, I would be really messed up.
I always think about that when I'm driving. Like, I'm always in fear that I'm gonna, like, accidentally hit somebody, and then, like, I'd be in an insane asylum.
But if you were sober, that's one thing, you know what I mean?
Like, even so, I'd feel so bad that I killed somebody, that I would probably go catatonic.
Like, you took a life.
I'd go catatonic or something. I would just be, like, sitting there drooling, and then, like, in a room.
Oh, gee. Oh, my God, great. So then, no more ride time.
No, unless it's just like, hey, it's ride time. And he, like, put the phone over by me, and I just go,
And you're just like, it's just like gurgles. Like saliva gurgles.
And me reenacting Breaking.
I remember that time. All I heard was metal.
Yeah, exactly. Not good.
No. Okay, so, Marla and Tiffany Trump. Did you hear, I mean, and I know this is about like 3 months too late, but apparently these bitches, we all know they've got money. They have enough money to spend a couple $100 to get their hair and makeup done for the inauguration.
Uh-huh.
But, so they negotiated a price from like a local DC hair and makeup person, and she charged to like, you know, go to their hotel room, but they were just like, we could get somebody else to do it. She's like, okay, fine. I'll withhold like the $100 travel charge, whatever. They get there and they're like their hair and makeup's all done. And they're just like, yeah, we're not going to pay you. Like, how about we're going to put it on social media and you're going to get a lot of business because of it. She goes, no, I want my money.
But the fact
that like, you've got to be so, so cheap in the sense that you manipulate.
That's what he does.
Exactly. And it's like, oh my, you people feel like you are entitled to everything and that like social media is the go-to.
Yeah. I would have been excuse me, you're not Ivanka. You're like below Eric. I mean, no one's going to give a shit about your stupid faces on Instagram.
No,
like, oh, that's where Marla and Tiffany get their makeup done?
Oh, let me sign up.
Unless she did some sort of miracle and made Tiffany's face not look like it got hit with a board.
Seriously, she got the worst of all that.
Her and Eric, I love when they're on SNL and like when those two guys do Eric and Donnie Jr. and he just goes, "I'm Eric." He's, like, giving him snacks like a toddler.
Oh, my God. That's the only saving grace through the past, like, for the next 4 years of Saturday Night Live.
Every time I see that guy's face, that's what I think. I'm like, ah, Eric!
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay, your next gripe. That's it. Like, really? You've got money? Pay to have your hair and makeup done.
That's unbelievable. That's it. I can't believe that.
Like, oh, no. Social media's not gonna pay my bills, bitch!
Yeah.
Please. Get out.
Let's see. Oh, there's so much. I'm just...
Oh yeah, you forgot to print out your paper.
I'm thinking.
Whoa.
I'm just hoping with all hope, but I've been disappointed already by Rachel Maddow.
Mm.
She came out with those taxes, and I got all excited and moist, and then I dried up immediately. And she's like, "I got 2 pages. It just tells you some money, nothing." And it's like he obviously gave you that.
Oh, exactly. He planned that shit. Yep.
But, like, it just seems like the Russia stuff is building and building and building, and I need a climax, or I'm gonna get pissed.
You're gonna have blue balls.
I want him in handcuffs. I want to see a perp walk out of the White House.
Yeah, but then what happens? Pence becomes president?
I want him to go down, too. Please let him be connected.
Exactly.
He's probably not stupid enough. But, you know what? Pence is horrible, but at least he... is a politician and has been in Washington. He's not, like, something's not mentally wrong with him. Besides, you know, the fact that he believes that his weird Christian beliefs.
Right.
Like, he's well beyond Christian. Like, he's, like, on a new realm of...
I think he's the Terminator. Yeah. You know, I think Mike
Pence... He's mega-Christian.
Like, yeah, he has no soul. And every time you see him, he looks dead in the eyes. He does look
blank.
And he does that fake smile when he has... Like, he turns on when he needs to, and he just stands there like this.
Yeah.
Like the half-smile, like, I'm so happy
But I don't think he's gonna, like, get us nuked.
No. No, he won't get us nuked, but, I mean, our rights as gays will go away.
I don't think he could do us that much damage. With the way things are, with people fighting back.
And maybe, like, you think Trump has done so much damage at this point that basically you just put Pence in and he's just going to try to keep the peace?
He's just going
to
coast it, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't do any policy, dude, because...
Like, Trump is so mentally unstable and crazy that, like, I fear, like people's lives ending because of him. Whereas policy's changing, I think they could be stopped or turned back.
Right.
So, he's not at... I mean, it's horrible. Like, if he was just running and Trump was not even in the picture, we'd be like, oh my God. But now, you know, that Trump is so bad that we'll take mediocre. You know what I mean? Like, if John McCain showed up with...
Oh my God, please. Just Sarah Palin. Just put her in there. Just, please.
Fine.
Please, just go.
Sounds good.
Right.
She can shoot wolves from a helicopter.
By all means, fine. She does. Shoot away. Bitch, shoot away. Shoot away.
Just, you know, the fact that the ACA, that we, the oh battle was actually won is amazing to me. And I think there's still a chance with the pipeline. And I think if people just keep fighting and contacting people, the representatives or senators.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely, you can't say it's not working. Cory Booker called the leader of the action
Jersey Women's March,
to thank them. So, like, he said it's because people have been contacting.
I just hope that since the ACA affected a lot of Americans, no matter what party you are a part of,
mm-hmm.
you know, it brought us together in the sense that what you are proposing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That I hope that other policies that are being proposed, that the same amount of people come out and realize, like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that since it was hitting so close to home for a lot of people,
yeah.
that's why they came out. Now that they've saved it, they're going to be like, okay, I'm fine. You know?
Yeah, but hopefully there's a good percentage of people that see, like, something that doesn't affect me, people didn't affect other people, they helped me, I helped them, but hopefully.
I mean, we have that mentality.
But yeah, so my gripe is the Russia thing's taking too long, I need to know now. I'm a Law and Order watcher, I need crime solved in an hour, and I want this thing done, I want him out, and...
And I mean, you even said, like, Mike Flynn, it seems like, turned on him, turned state's evidence. That's the rumor,
I can't tell you, yeah.
That would be amazing. I know. But if Mike Flynn is smart...
There's so much stuff on him. It's like, insane, all the stuff that keeps coming out.
I mean, I will say this.
The other thing? That's pissing me off? Yeah. Comey. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you that we have been doing something since June, but I can't tell you anything. Oh, that didn't seem to stop you the fucking hell, or you piece of shit?
Her emails! Those emails!
You had to say something about that. Of course it was completely
you did. That man's in cahoots, too. Like, yeah, what the fuck? That is ridiculous. Like, you come out 10 days before the election, and you're like, oh, we found more evidence regarding the emails, but you don't really say what it is, but how convenient. 10 days?
And now you tell us that you've been investigating this since, like, last June, but you've been keeping tight-lipped about that.
Right.
About the man who's going to become our president.
No.
Fucking Comey.
Exactly. Fuck you.
I hate having a schmarmy face. There's so many people with schmarmy faces. Oh, God.
All, like... Drain the swamp, I'm all for it. But not how you're doing it, bud.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I felt bad the other day when I saw Lego Batman because I saw Steve Mnuchin produced it.
Who's that guy?
He's on his cabinet. He's what Goldman Sachs guy that he hired for the Treasury.
Oh, but he's not a Goldman Sachs person.
Yeah, no.
Hillary was the Goldman Sachs people.
I saw that come up on the screen. I was like, really? That's me, Mnuchin? Because he did, like, a lot, he does lots of, he did Suicide Squad, a bunch of stuff he produced.
Oh, it's more like, is he a DC guy?
He's like .
Not Washington, D.C., but, like, comic DC,
He's been involved in a lot of blockbuster movies.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I was like, I just contributed to Mnuchin.
It's like, I was trying to escape the reality, and then you brought me back in. Thanks, Munchbox.
It's a good movie, though. I recommend stealing it off the internet.
Oh, nice. You know, exactly. Don't give Steve Mnuchin any more of your money.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay, my last thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, and I know this might be really stereotypical of me and or racist. I don't know what.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. Men with long fingernails for no reason.
Why is that racist?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm not... Unless, like, there's a reason behind...
Are you saying there's a particular type of person that seems to always have longer nails?
A coworker of mine has longer nails than me.
Okay.
And I mean, like, I have nails, but I have appropriate length lesbian nails.
Yeah, but men don't normally have nails that go past their nail bed. Like, it's just, like, a little bit over.
Right, no, my coworker has it maybe, like, a half inch past their fingertips. And then I saw a guy on the subway today that had long fingernails. Now, it's quite possible he might be a drag queen on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know,
But you think they just put on, like, fake nails because who'd want to deal with that?
I don't know.
Unless they were, like, like somebody who's transitioning and they wanted long nails.
I mean, he did not look
like... Maybe it's a cultural thing, yeah. Maybe, like, people don't cut their nails the same.
But here's the thing. Then I'm thinking...
Or maybe they do lots of coke. They don't need one coke nail. They need 10.
I mean, it was his thumb. I don't know how you're doing coke with your thumb. Unless, like, you know, your pinky makes sense. It's like, damn.
I just find long nails... Really long nails on anyone disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if it's longer than, like, just, like, a half inch.
And this guy's was longer than that. It was clean.
Like, when women have, like, we're starting to curl.
Oh.
What the fuck is... How do you function?
I don't know. I have a female coworker who has fake nails longer than that.
That's disgusting.
How do you work the keyboard? She goes, I just, you know, type...
Must be so loud and annoying.
Oh, it is.
Near her.
Oh, it is.
Click, 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 click.
Uh-huh.
When, like, you ever see, like, where they talk about, like, the Guinness World Records, and you see the people who groom, and they're, like, spiraling off their fucking hands. Like,
how the fuck do you wipe yourself?
You're gonna have to be, like, grabbing everything with the base of your palms.
How are you having sex? Like, can you imagine if that person's having sex, and, like, they break a nail? You're gonna get so pissed off that you broke my nail.
I can't believe your nails are that strong, because, like, you know, every once in a while I stop biting my nails. I go through phases. And I have pretty strong nails, I think. And they just break real easy if you just fuck them up. Like, how do you...
I don't know. I'd really be so pissed off
if I was trying to go for that record. I'd be like, never mind!
I forget it! Bite them all off.
Yeah, because I probably just have, like, two, and then the rest kept breaking.
Right.
And I'm like, well, does this get me anything? And they're like, no, it has to be all 10 fingers. And I'm like, well, fuck you.
But then I think, if this man is straight, and he's, you know, finger banging his wife, his girlfriend, or whatever,
uh-huh.
like, it all goes back to my friend in high school. who I didn't even really think about being fingered when I was, you know, a junior in high school.
Yeah.
But she was very advanced for our age. And she's just like, yeah, you don't want a man who has long fingernails because it can scratch in there.
Oh.
Wait, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I didn't really think about it until later. And it's like, yeah, I definitely don't want to be with a man at all whatsoever. But, like, I wouldn't want to be with a woman that has long fingernails because I'd be like, that's not going anywhere.
I just picture you, like, looking up from all your troll dolls while she's telling you, like, huh? You know, do you want to play? She's like, no, I'm going to go get finger banging.
My troll dolls.
And drink a Smirnoff, you piece of shit.
It would be my Transformers or my Star Wars figures. Okay, not trolls. But yes.
You got an and she's just, like, smoking a cigarette and getting finger banging while talking to you.
Noise effects, damn it. And it lit up. Yes, and then I have my Millennium Falcon come in.
She's like, I'll see you later, Heather.
But wait.
I got parties to go to.
Oh, okay. Have fun. Don't puke. Goodbye.
You're like, pew, 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 pew. I don't know what she's talking about. Fingernails. What's a finger?
What's fingering? Why would I care about that?
Does he hug you? Does he scratch you?
I don't like boys. Where's my Princess Leia?
I'm gonna put her inside me.
Oh, may she rest in peace. Okay. And your last thing? You be you,
girl.
Give
me a minute. Right.
I'm
gonna go into a Zen state. I'll just edit this out.
Oh, driving.
Driving?
We're talking about driving.
What?
If we killed guns. But how do we get to guns?
I don't know.
How do we get here? I think we're done.
Oh, I got one more thing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you have, like, this friend.
This friend. Are you talking about me?
Damn it.
You better not be talking about me!
Never mind, then. That's it. That's right time for this week.
Until next cycle, ladies. Peace. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh.
girl, but she's on fire.